Hey coaches, you are listening to the 323 Sports Podcast, where you can keep up with breaking news in the team sports industry, enjoy fun interviews with coaches, and gain insight on how to build your athletic program. On this second episode, we start a new series called What Do You Do? As it involves interviewing athletic directors and coaches about how they operate their programs. Our first interviewee will be Devin Terrace, the athletic director at Grace Christian School in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's what he had to say about scheduling games and events as an AD. Hey guys, this is Travis Woodham here, alongside with Michael Paramore, and our special guest on the show, Devin Terrace from Grace Christian School in Raleigh, North Carolina. So Devin has actually been our customer since inception. In 2014, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael Paramore, but I believe 2014 is when 323 Sports started, and Devin Terrace has been with us this whole time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's great. He also, I believe, was our first customer to purchase our 323 custom sublimated uniform, and I think it was football. Is that right, Michael?
That is correct as well, Travis.
That's great.
He was.
We'll bring Devin into this in a second. Just
hold tight, Devin.
But yeah, we're super thankful for Devin and all the business that he has given us here at 323 Sports. So we're super thankful that he is here even today as a special guest interviewee. And actually first interviewee of our series called What Do You Do?
Nice.
And that's basically for ADs and coaches to figure out, hey, what do you do in your line of work as a coach or an AD? So Devin, thank you for being on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of a background, where you're from, where you went to college, stuff like that?
Yeah, thanks, Travis. Yeah, thanks, Mike. So originally from West Virginia, Eastern Panhandle. Grew up in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Grew up there, went to college at Shepherd University, which is right there in Shepherdstown,
nice.
Right when I grew up. So saw the university grow there, and we're going to school there, got my undergrad and secondary education, phys ed and health. And out of college, of course, I played sports throughout my high school career and basketball, baseball, some football as well. Enjoyed the coaching platform, coached some out of college, and then moved to Florida for a little bit. Met my wife in West Virginia. We moved to Florida, did some coaching and teaching and Christian education there in Florida for a little bit. So here in North Carolina, live in Fuquay. Love Fuquay, great little town there.
It is, I've been there.
Yeah, it's growing, as everything in North Carolina, it's growing. But been at Grace since 2012. We moved from Florida up here to North Carolina. Been at Grace, first year at Grace was JV boys basketball coach and phys ed and health. So Grace is a great school, enjoy the community, the people I work with, the students. And then second year at Grace, was able to take over take on the opportunity of being an athletic director at Grace. So I've been learning a lot since.
That's awesome, Devin. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what kind of got you interested in coaching or becoming an athletic director? What kind of interest do you, or maybe some point in your life that kind of piqued that interest?
Yeah, I think it's just what coaches meant to me and what I learned on the field, on the court as an athlete. What difference it made in my life, it challenged me. It made me have made me organized. I had to have everything organized, right? I had to have a plan, had a schedule. And I think just the joy of being able to compete. I loved playing sports, right? You win, you lose, you have teammates, you can lean on each other, create memories, championships. And I just love what sports brings and the platform that it is as a coach, as an athlete, to teach many things through sport. So
awesome.
Out of that, that's what I've enjoyed of it. And seeing both sides from a coach and now an AD, they're two different particular positions for sure, but are rewarding and are great opportunities.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, when did you officially meet Devin? Do you remember when you guys first met? I know it was at a different company, potentially. But how long ago was that?
I think we worked together at my previous company, I believe. I think I met Devin through Rita Stubbs, because she was the athletic director. Time, yep. Yep. There, and she's now in is she at Arizona University?
Yeah, University of Arizona.
Cool. She coaches volleyball, right? Yep. Yeah.
That's a good school for volleyball.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. She played there too.
Yep. Yeah. She played there, and then she's there now, and she was great. She worked with me for about a year. So I guess you started your second year there?
Yes. Okay. So 2013, I think.
Yeah, so pretty much, I guess, because y'all shared an office for a while.
We did, and I think that was the time where she just met.
Yeah.
I met you through her. And
yeah. And so, yeah, pretty much he was the guy that every time I visited Rita, she'd say, hey, Devin, can Mike sit there? And Devin would let me have his seat. And so that was kind
of – Oh, that's so nice of you.
It was very nice. Yeah. From day one, Devin has been giving – but that was pretty much it. And then when she went to Arizona, I just went in there and begged Devin to keep working with us, and he did. And then we've been, I guess the rest is history. So that's been 5 years in.
Yeah, he just took advantage of an inexperienced AD. It's okay.
Exactly. and still doing that. No, definitely not. Well, no, Devin's great. He's, I'm not supposed to say on air he's our best customer, but it's okay if I say that. He's my customer, so I'm just going to go out and put it out there. He's our best customer.
And just a little side note too, Devin, this may be a little bit strange. It's kind of random, but thinking of Grace in your school, there's a former athlete, football player, who keeps direct messaging us on Instagram. And he wants to get a Grace Christian flag, or like a banner to put in his dorm room. And I thought that was pretty cool to get messages from former players, like even from your program.
Yeah.
And like even athletes are kind of endeared to our company now because of the influence that you've had as far as ordering through us.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of a trickle effect. So I think it's super cool to have Devin here and representing Grace Christian. And anyway, I just thought that was a funny thing that somebody's asking.
There's some eagle pride right there. Sean. Right.
Eagle pride.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's good.
But let's just kind of dive in now to kind of the main gist of this podcast. And the main focus of it is, how does an AD or a coach schedule games and events? And this is kind of something I think you have great insight in. Can you kind of explain what this means as far as scheduling games and events for an AD?
Yeah, so I think it's multifaceted. Of course, every athletic director probably has a different setup at the particular school, maybe some guidelines within state association that they're involved with and stuff. So I think it's multifaceted in the sense of, you have your conference scheduling, you have non-conference scheduling, you have to incorporate what facilities you have, what do you host, what do you have to rent out, and then transportation as well. I mean, we're thinking about all those things as an athletic director, right? I'm trying to maybe not be too super detailed about this, but just be general. Just as an athletic director, you look at what you have. And then, everyone approaches it differently in the sense of some schools are able to travel further and play further competition. In schools, some may not be able to do that and have to do local. So there's constraints and then there's, possibilities and the different possibilities for other schools. So we just look at I'll usually look at what I have and what I'm capable of hosting, and then in tune with my school's just direction and vision, being either competitive or maybe not necessarily. I think every school wants to be competitive, but just, looking at what's best suited for your teams and what you're able to host and stuff. So we're very fortunate enough to, be able to travel some, for my sake and just what we're involved with at Grace and probably other schools in the NCICAA, which is our state association, is we look at, of course, being a part of a conference first, which gives us a conference schedule. Every AD's probably, check mark and wish list is being able to be affiliated with a conference because it already gives you some schedules up front, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go ahead and have your room to schedule your non-conference games. Schools that you maybe have great relationships with, you always want to trade home and aways with, or you need to look at your varsity sports and look at your particular sports if you're going to be competitive that year, because you need to make sure you have certain matchups for state playoff rankings and stuff. So you have to go out and look for those and email those athletic directors and try to set those up. So Facilities, I think, you know, that's kind of the grand scheme of just what I think most athletic directors are looking at. Conference scheduling, non-conference scheduling, and then you look at, okay, what facilities do you have and, you know, what can you host and not host? And a lot of that grace for us is we have, you know, we have an athletic field, great athletic field on campus and a gymnasium. So one gymnasium, one field can create some challenges. So, oh, yeah. You know, I'd make sure middle school games, if they're home, most of my varsity teams are going to have to be away.
Right.
If my varsity teams are home, most of my middle school games are going to have to be away. And we're always looking the trade-off of that to balance things.
Now, when do you normally do your scheduling? Is it
that's a good question. Yeah, so I think a little different for everybody, but, you know, I had to learn that as I came in and learn from a lot of other ADs who've been in it for a while, was when to do that. Typical scheduling time, like just finished up fall and winter of next year. So that usually happens around January. From the year before, December, previous year. So you're kind of in the middle of winter season, and that's when you usually are getting your conference schedule for the fall of next year and winter kind of solidified. So you get your conference schedule, and then you start building your non-conference games around it.
So is everyone on that same page, or is it a struggle to get
that's a good question.
The other athletic directors, which we won't mention any names, but to get them on the same page? Because, I mean, obviously you can be organized and you can sit there and say, hey, you know, but then
I think most athletic directors, I've learned that from other athletic directors who are organized and get that, is most NCISA athletic directors are usually scheduling their fall and winter sports around that December year before time frame, because most are affiliated with the conference. If not, they probably are still doing scheduling around then, because that's when all schools are usually doing it. So they're emailing back and forth their open dates, and we're talking through those via email, usually all via email. But you do have those guys who they want to do the phone call.
You want to pull them up,
call them up and say, hey, let's do some scheduling today. Let's put a pencil, you know, and everybody does it different too. I mean, I've got a computer. I use Evernote. I use different tools to be able to note those things and put on my dates for next year. Some people have the binder and, you know, they're writing stuff. I can't imagine if that gets lost.
You got the calendar on the big calendar on the desk. Right. There's some guys that still use that. It's classic.
So phone call, emails usually. And, or sometimes you see somebody at a conference or something like, hey, we need to schedule some games together and maybe sit down and look at that. But yeah, that's kind of the time frame. And then spring, you're usually for the next year, like for 2020 for us, we usually do that around this time, around right in the middle of spring,
yeah,
a year in advance.
I wonder if there's an app out there. I'm just trying to think too, like, since it's, you have so many different coaches and they all have their own opinions of when to schedule games. But I wonder if there's a way you can streamline all of that, so every coach is on maybe one app.
And yeah, there. I think there are some tools like that out there. Yeah, there are. I mean, one tool that we use and some others use as well is ScheduleStar. It's powered by Big Teams, and it formulates your scheduling for all your facilities, your coaches, certifications, you know, and keeps a data log of all your facilities and locations and things and matchups. It's a great tool we've been using the past couple of years, and there are other schools that use that as well, but not every school does. They have different website interfaces and all that kind of
stuff. What's the
stuff.
App again?
It's called ScheduleStar.
ScheduleStar.
Okay. It's not necessarily, I mean, it can be an app, but it's an interface, you know, program that you can use for desktop, mobile, and then it creates a website for you as well. Like our graceathletics.net pulls information from ScheduleStar, creates a website for us.
Yeah. That's super cool that you said that, because I think some of the ADs and coaches who are maybe just starting out figure out where
it's a great tool. I mean, it's a year subscription. You know, you have to pay for it. There's cheaper versions of it in the sense of, like, cost wise, there's more advertisement. With the cleaner version, it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
And you can put your own sponsors up on it and probably get it paid for through someone, maybe, you know, sponsor it, put your, you know, sponsor logo up there or something like that, a good local business that supports your school and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good info. Yeah.
What are maybe some challenges besides, obviously, you touched the base on, because there's so many coaches out there too that have their own scheduling that want to make their own games too. But what are maybe some other challenges, maybe just as an AD in general, maybe pertaining to scheduling? Or it could be something about maybe a big event that's happening down the road, maybe like Spirit Week or something like that. How would you prepare yourself or plan for that as an athletic director? What are some avenues you take? Yeah. Do you send mass emails? What are some tools maybe you can use?
I think meetings with your events coordinator, your principals are always important. I think every athletic director does that. If you don't, you need to sit down, have calendar meetings with your administration and, you know, plan out the next year, get the school calendar and say, what are the big events that athletics needs to steer away from? Mm-hmm. Or what events maybe do we need to package together with and partner with possibly as well? And we do Hopes for Hope every single year, past 10 years, been doing that. Play for K at Grace. It's a huge tradition. And that's a night where we partner with an organization, but it's more about, you know, raising awareness and funds for cancer, but it's a sport platform used for it, right? But you plan out those things, the big events, homecoming and all those things. It helps you as an AD to like, okay, we're going to put homecoming here. We're going to have our senior nights around this time and those types of things. But you always want to take in big events that are happening. You know, like we have an eighth grade field trip, our eighth grade DC trip every single year in the spring. I want to make sure there's no middle school games going on during that time. And every AD has that challenge because all the eighth graders are going to be gone. So I need to know that in the school calendar. When is that going to happen? And I can plan around that for when I start doing my scheduling.
And that's a big tip, I think, for coaches or ADs starting out is like, okay, where do I start? Maybe a great start is prioritizing the big events first.
For sure. And then you mark down those school events and big events that you need to be staying away from scheduling standpoint. I have a very gracious, you know, administration and supportive of, you know, there's times where there's an event maybe scheduled later, we missed it or something, and we've already scheduled games. Maybe it's with a school that we've always done home and aways with, and it's a little travel, and they understand that it's hard to move all those things.
Right.
Because there's so many pieces to where they might be able to move, it might be easier to move the event itself, school event, to a certain date. And and that's always pull and tug, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of our listeners are tied to a church school, or there's a church there as well, and there's also a school. So usually there's one gym. A lot of places don't have two or three gyms. I know you've experienced that yourself to an extent. Scheduling around the church's schedule and vice versa, like in your experience, what are some things that work, some that don't, some things that possibly could be advantageous to an athletic director, or, you know, along those lines?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that's what probably a lot of private school athletic directors run into is, you know, facilities. And I do too. I mean, we're not a church governed school or anything like that. We still share space with a church right next to Hope Community Church, and we have to partner and work together in usage of this space and different things that we use. We partner with them using their facility for some things, and they also partner with us using our facility for some things. So I think it's a give and take. I think you have to have people always communicating with each other. Yeah, those particular reps, right? Communication is so huge, because what you don't want to run into is, oh, we planned this, and next thing you know, we've got an event coming up too, and we missed it. And there's been times, I'm going to say, that's happened.
Yeah.
We're not perfect in that. And we just work it out. I think it's just just come to a common ground and on the same page. Don't put your foot down. Feel like you have to put your foot down for things like, this is our event, we've got to do it, and we've got priority. But I think there's just a give and take in that. There's probably things in their organization that these are staple dates and programs we have to run and know those as an athletic director, and then communicate the same thing back to them. Here are staple dates and things that, you know, we want to bring to the table that are hard to move. I remember my first year, I think as AD, there was some challenges with Friday night games because there was some kind of events and things going on Friday nights with the church next to us and stuff. And I was like, man, that's our big night is Friday nights for basketball in the winter. And we can't just move Friday night games to a Thursday or a Saturday. Yeah. Like that's, you know, I didn't really know much more of that until I got into this role. You know, maybe a first year AD and someone's asking you of that. You might be like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll move that. But it's like, wait a second, this is a big deal. This is not going to work out so smoothly. So, I mean, a facility is a big thing. And I think it's a challenge for us, too. You just... Some things you have to say no to.
Yeah.
Some things you just have to say no to. And you have to be that person to say no to. And
I think communication is just big. With any type of scheduling, which is, I'm stating the obvious, but when you communicate and plan ahead, you know, and just get into that rhythm every year.
Planning is such a big thing. I mean, even in anything, like even at my job here at 323 Sports, you know, maybe helping the AD plan ahead or schedule some things that maybe he needs to order down the road.
That's right.
So we all do some type of planning, which obviously is a key to success for an event or schedule. And I don't think it's ever too early, maybe, to start communicating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Think? Just big events. Right. You know, big events use big things like homecoming for us and hoops, you know, the Play for K events and just big home game nights so we know that we're going to play a team that's going to travel well, arrival, you know, across the street or something like that. It's going to be a lot of parking involved. We do a lot of shuttling because we're two different campuses. You know, my assistant AD does a lot of that. We have bus coordinator, you know, administration as well. We have meetings every single week, calendar meetings of just touching base on what's going on. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of events. Our event coordinator, Michelle Bandy at the school, she does Celebrate Grace, our annual fun event, the homecoming. I mean, she's behind the scenes on a lot of stuff and does a great job. But we all have to be on the same page of like what's going on.
And you mentioned that you have an event coordinator, which is super nice, I think, for you to have somebody else to help you with the scheduling.
Yes.
And speaking about events in particular, maybe not scheduling games, but scheduling a big event, how important is it to have a sponsor? Or, I mean, obviously that's kind of icing on the cake to me, in my own opinion. It's like having somebody pay to help this
event
smoothly or whatever. Can you talk a little bit of maybe about what are maybe some sponsors that you have done for past events? And see how that has benefited your program or any way, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we have business sponsors here at Grace that different levels. There's the Golden Eagle and Silver Eagle, so tier system that support the school for various needs. It's not just athletics. Of course, they get the perks of having their signs up in the gym, on the field, and some, you know, in media and those types of things. From a sponsor standpoint, I mean, that's what the business partners at Grace are able to, you know, fill the needs of different things, you know, that we need, and not necessarily having to always go out and get like a big company or something like that to be able to sponsor an event is really nice. We're able to have these businesses within Grace that support Grace, help fill the needs for things. And then the events coordinator, and she's working behind the scenes there, Michelle at Grace, she's working behind the scenes with just all the details. And then she'll involve me. She'll involve my assistant AD, who's also our bus coordinator too, bus manager for transportation, if there needs shuttle. So it's all communication thing, like you said, Mike would mention, and you guys, like, it's communication and planning ahead, all the details. And don't leave any stone unturned, man, you know, and look at all the different things that affect the event. Yeah. From security, from, you know, just a safety standpoint and traffic and parking and just the experience. You want to have, when you're hosting something, you want everybody to have a great experience, right?
Yeah.
And get there safely and leave safely, and it just be a rich event of just fellowship and having a great time. And I think we've been able to do that well multiple times at Grace because of the people involved.
Yeah. So I think kind of just to recap some things, maybe you're a new AD or new coach, or maybe you're an experienced AD like Devin. Three things kind of to recap, at least that caught out to my mind, that jumped out to me, as far as how to schedule games and events. Because number one is communication. I think number two, or 1.5 or 1.2 you could say, is planning. Mm-hmm. I think coincide
together.
Have
a plan, yeah.
And also just being willing to say no.
Yeah.
I think those three things to me, I think, is kind of what's standing out as far as scheduling different events and games.
There's going to be things, I think, when you have different people involved with it, different facilities, different organizations working together, you have to learn how to say no to some things.
And it's hard sometimes.
I mean, you can stomp your feet, jump up and down all you want. There's sometimes things it's not gonna fly, you know, and you just have to be willing to say no and maybe do something different, you know.
Right.
I just know there are certain things that we can't do on certain days or whatnot, because you're partnering with someone else, you know. And
also being flexible yourself, too.
Is one of the main points you can add to that. You do have to be flexible. You can't be stuck in your ways.
That's a balance, because typically those who are very organized and very on top of things, when you throw a kink in the schedule, they get all out of sorts.
Mm-hmm. And just may not show it.
Yeah, because that personality usually goes with that.
It does.
You have to be that person that's organized, but also when stuff doesn't go as planned, just be flexible.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
And it's going to happen in the planning process and the time of the event.
Yeah.
You know, people not show up. I mean, officials might be late. Like, You just gotta be ready to go. Yeah. You gotta be ready to plant. So.
Exactly. I would assume, and I guess we're coming to a close here. Yep. I was gonna say, I'm assuming the hardest time to schedule would be in the spring for your outdoor sports. Maybe yeah. I'm wrong, but with the rain and all of that constantly, mm-hmm. I just remember that when I was in high school.
Well, it's more managing, you know, within the season, you know, scheduling wise, you schedule the dates a year in advance or so or whatever, but it's in the midst of the season where for us, we have a lot of stuff off campus in the spring. We have soccer, middle school girls lacrosse were just starting this year. Is on campus, you know, girls soccer and lacrosse. Yep. And we've got one field. We don't have a baseball field, you know, so we're in a lot of parks, which a lot of other schools do too. So park's not available, you know, where you're going to reschedule it because you only had so many dates that they gave you. Mm-hmm. So
referees, umpires,
you got to let them know on the certain day and stuff. And there's transportation. Yeah. I mean, you may go to the facility. All we have tennis, soccer, and baseball on the same bus going to one site.
Yeah.
Wow. But maybe the baseball game's canceled and the soccer game's still going. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's always a whirlwind of stuff.
I just remember that, man. The rain in the spring was constant. And you would you'd always try to reschedule. And then if that gets backlogged, then, you know, because they're rescheduling games with other people that they got canceled.
Yep.
And then you're, you know, so anyway, I figured maybe.
And spring, that's where you have to say no. That's where I think you have to be flexible.
Yeah.
You have to be flexible. And just kind of take it with a grain of salt, man. Some games you're just not going to play. I remember one year we started off in the gym we're probably going to this year a little bit as well. I mean, we didn't play our first baseball game. I think one year our team didn't even get to practice on a baseball field before their first baseball game.
Oh, wow.
Practice in a gym.
I did that in high school too myself.
Well, snow too.
So like, you know.
Down here, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it could snow in March.
Yeah, it could.
It did that like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, please don't put that on this season. That's
for sure. I'm praying for it.
Yeah, so that's awesome, Devin. Thank you so much for being here and, you know, letting the listeners know your insight.
As far as
being an AD and a coach at Grace Christian School in Raleigh, North Carolina. And biggest takeaways, again, are communication, planning, being willing to say no, and always being willing to be flexible as well.
Yeah,
I think are sure. real big three things I think as a coach and AD can keep in mind.
One thing I've always told my assistant AD and other people too, which has helped me, is never assume, always confirm. Because that's come back and bite me before.
I like
so never, and I've done it at times where I will assume things. Never assume, always confirm. Always confirm. If you are questioning something, confirm it.
I think that's a great way to end this podcast.
I love that.
What do you think, Mike?
I love it.
Never assume, always confirm. Thank you so much, Devin, once again.
Thanks,
for
guys.
Being here. Really appreciate it to you. All right, guys, that's it.
And with that concludes our episode for this month. Thanks for listening. If you want to find out more about who we are and what we do, check out our website at 323sports.com. Also, guys, be sure to check out our social media platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We post daily stories on Instagram, so make sure you have fun and engage with us. As always, don't forget to do it right.